T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You got anything to say for yourself?
We didn't think it was that big a deal.
No big deal.
It's a big deal.
Big deal.
Big deal.
Kind of a big deal in New England right now.
No big deal.
Not that big a deal.
Not a big deal, huh?
Why does that make such a big deal? I don't understand that.
No big deal.
Big deal.
Is Joe Biden getting a bad deal here?
All right. Big deal, no big deal. Brought to you by Leonard Hair Transplant Associates. Losing your hair, kind of a big deal. Treating it with Dr. Lopresti at Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, not a big deal. Call them now at 1-800-GET-HAIR. Tyler!
Christian Fourier, the colleague of Ben Bowen at the Boston Globe, is Gary Washburn, friend of the show.
I like Gary.
And Dennis Schroeder on a one-year deal, not in the long-term plans for the Boston Celtics. And Gary just had a very simple question for Dennis Schroeder, but apparently he woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Not in the greatest mood. Here is the contentious back and forth between Gary and Dennis Schroeder.
In Philly, you have 1 point, and the night before, the game before in Indiana, you had 23. It seems like kind of been up and down a little bit. Are you starting to feel comfortable? Like, are you feeling the COVID protocol? You've had a lot of things happen this season. Are you starting to feel a little bit of comfort in the offense? Just kind of being
you
here?
Philly, you at us or you at Philly?
No, I'm just asking.
You at Boston? You
work for I cover us, the Celtics.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I'm just asking you.
Next question.
If you're comfortable, what? Feeling more comfortable over the last couple of games.
It's just a stupid question.
Oh, my fault. I mean, are you feeling any more comfortable? How did you feel like you played today?
Not good enough for you, huh?
No, I'm asking about the bounce back.
I mean, we won. That's all that matters. I'm a team player. So, at the end of the day, if I got 40 points or 1 point and win the game, I'm going to be happy with it.
Thank you.
Big deal or no big deal? Dennis Schroeder essentially telling Ben Volen's colleague, Gary Washburn, to F off.
That is a huge deal. What a freaking baby he is. First of all, you could tell he was going to get off to a bad start when he said, are you for us? No, he's a reporter.
Are you a green teamer?
You don't know that he works for the Celtics or covers the Celtics?
Oh, what a baby.
First time he's ever heard of Gary Washburn?
My goodness. And so just reveal the answer is so revealing. Just how sensitive can you be? He's clearly sensitive about his performance if he's handling a very innocuous question like that. So that
any
big deal. What a baby.
Any critiques on the way Gary Washburn asked the question?
No.
Would there be a better, more polite way to ask the question?
I cannot fathom a more polite way to answer.
Really?
To ask that question. He wasn't going after him, and he said, you've kind of been up and down. I think he cited some stats.
Yeah.
He said,
are you starting to feel more comfortable?
Yeah, positively. Are you feeling more comfortable? Like, it should have been a layup question.
I'm asking you next question.
Yeah, see, I'm with you. I think it's a big deal. Because anybody that's watched this team, like the Dennis Schroeder experience, has been somewhat of a roller coaster. I mean, he'll have a night like he did the other night, put up 23 and shoot lights out. And then he'll come back and can't hit a shot, and he's turning the ball over left and right. So I think it's a fair question. The guy's been up and down. And, Christian, you hit on this early. You hit on this like 2 or 3 months ago that he's just kind of in and out
for the ride.
And he's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just a dumb attitude.
Well, I think big deal because what does him covering the team have anything to do with whether you answer the question? Like, what does it matter if he works for the Albuquerque Post-Gazette or the Boston Globe?
You at us or you at Philly?
Yeah, okay. Are you team green? Or are you just like trying to, get me in a gotcha moment? Like, it really felt like he was under attack. Because I was asking you because, hey, listen, do you think he attacked him? Do you think that Gary Washburn put Dennis Schroeder on the defensive?
No, not in the slightest. Not in the slightest.
So what's the problem? No. And I would say the easy answer is this. Man, yeah, you're right. Yeah, I'm up and down. It's the easiest answer is the honest answer. Like, don't you appreciate that?
It just shows how sensitive he is.
Yeah. Get over yourself. Dude, it's not our fault that you turned down the deal from the Lakers.
Over the last couple games. It's just a stupid question.
Jeez.
Really not.
Sensitive.
Kind of sounded like Kevin Durant a little bit, though.
Wow.
There have been a precious few positives coming from the COVID pandemic, but British academics may have unearthed another one, guys. People look more attractive in the cloth protective mask. Researchers at Cardiff University in the UK were surprised to find that both men and women were judged to look better with a face covering obscuring the lower half of their faces. Dr. Michael Lewis says, quote, our study suggests to find faces are considered the most attractive when covered by medical face masks. This may be because we're used to healthcare workers wearing blue masks, and now we associate these healthcare workers with people who care or medical professions. At a time when we feel vulnerable, Christian Fourier, we may find the wearing a medical mask reassuring, and so people feel more positive towards people who wear masks.
Okay, this
big
is a
deal or no big deal?
This is a big deal because it's a freaking lie. This is 100% a lie. They're just trying to, you know, hey, listen, here's another reason why you should wear a mask. If you're ugly, this mask is going to make you better looking. You're not gonna have to have anybody drink to get drunk to consider you attractive. No, wear a mask. It's another reason why you can get some.
Well, I think when they sit there, the reasons why is because it makes you think of a healthcare worker. And you just automatically love them because they're taking care of you. I would say this. Remember during masks, too, like you go to like the store, you know, and if you have like really nice eyes, you're attractive. And if you probably drop the mask, you probably have no teeth and no chin. And you're just sort of like, holy Jesus. But with a mask on, you might hide some things. I feel bad for the kids. My kid's only in sixth grade. But still, maybe you get to that seventh, eighth, ninth grade. You walk into high school and you're like, oh, she's kind of cute. And then she drops the mask when they get rid of these things someday. And you're like, nope, not for me.
Well,
like,
I know
not for me.
I know in the fashion industry, they've already come to this conclusion as well. So you see all the models wearing the masks on the runway.
Bedazzled.
Because it makes them more beautiful.
Oh,
right?
That's what it is. Not their boobs or their butt or their legs.
No, it's the mask.
Their belly showing or their it's just their eyes.
It's their
I will
mask.
Tell you this. Here's the biggest issue with these masks, and this is a big deal. First of all, I don't know if you guys have this problem. I will have friends and, like, you know, kids school, you know, coaches, parents of kids that I coach, whatever. I don't know who the hell they are.
No.
I cannot tell who they are, and especially in the winter if they got a hat on and a mask. I'm not glaring at somebody's eyes. I can't identify you by the twinkle in your eye. You and your nice little pretty brown eyes. You and your, what do you got?
I got brown.
You got brown
eyes. You walk around now, you got like a winter hat on and a mask, and someone's like, hey, how you doing? You look at me like, who the hell are you?
So the clip we played earlier.
Drop your mask. I have no idea who you are.
The clip we played of Dennis Schroeder, he had a mask on, glasses, and a hood.
No, sunglasses.
Sunglasses. Dark, dark, dark sunglasses.
He looked like he was in witness protection.
Or maybe he was.
About to rob a bank.
Maybe because of his inconsistent play he was trying to hide. Go ahead, Tyler.
Final story here in Big Deal and No Big Deal. Did you guys catch Bruce Arians, quote-unquote, hitting one of his players on the sideline? Did you catch this?
Yes.
So Mike Florio says, officially neither the NFL or NFLPA had comment regarding Bucs coach Bruce Arians slapping the helmet of safety Andrew Adams with an elbow on the follow-through. Unofficially, the incident has landed on the radar screen of the league. Florio says, per his source with knowledge of the situation, the incident is quote-unquote being handled. Mm. The source added the policy is clear. No hands on officials, no hands on players. Big deal or no big deal, a coach striking a player in a professional football game. Let's start with Lou Maloney.
Yeah, I think it's a big deal. You know, when I first saw this, I thought the little slap on the helmet was because he made a great play. And it was like one of those things, like, you know, slap him on the helmet and get, you know, we see it all the time. Guys smack him on the helmet. And you're like, damn, that thing hurt. But okay.
High five.
It's like a good play. Then the story kind of progressed and they talked about it more. And I saw it again. I'm like, no, that was a smack on the helmet, like, you idiot. Which I don't think you can do to like a 27-year-old man.
It's definitely a big deal. You cannot hit another man, a player, coach, whatever. It's very troubling. Bruce Arians, first of all, it shows you how much of a hothead he can be on the sideline, and show it puts the Antonio Brown situation under a different light, I think.
No.
And, you know, Bruce Arians, he's such a bipolar in a way. Guy, like, he's so progressive, you know, has a great track record with minority coaches and women coaches on his staff, and then he has these old school tendencies where he wants to slap guys and like I wish he could stop with the old school stuff and just embrace some of the new school, but you cannot slap another guy. And look, there, I just started reading this book. It was an inside account of last year with the Bucks. It was by Lars Anderson, Sports Illustrated guy. And Bruce Arians wrote the foreword. And he talked about how he can delegate so much now. It gives him more time to talk to handle guys on the sideline. And I have less patience for guys on the sideline. And he's writing this. I'm like, yeah, Antonio Brown, no kidding. Like, it was just a perfect window into kind of his mentality on the sideline. And he's just... That's one area where his sideline demeanor, he's too caught up in the past.
Yeah, this is a big deal because here's the first thing. One, he's hobbling around with a torn Achilles. He's got ice around his ankle as the game is going on. The fact that it didn't melt is amazing. So he's hopping around. And so the play, the deal with the play is like there's a scrum. Okay, new rule is that any player who isn't in the scrum can't come to the scrum late. So what Adams was trying to do was jump into the scrum, pull bodies off, try and get to the ball. You can't do it. It's a penalty. So big game, you know, little things matter. He jumps at him and attacks him. He's lucky Adams didn't turn around and punch him in his face.
You're done. Get the F out of here.
He's lucky. So that to me, I don't know about you guys, if you've ever been snatched up by a coach, Little League coach, or at any point in time, like that would trigger me to choke him out. Like if he thought that he had... the green light to hit me in the head.
Well, you hate kickers, don't you?
I despise kickers.
Because you have a problem with Urban Meyer kicking that kicker in the ass.
No, he deserved it.
Make a kicks.
Oh, I like it. I like it. Is that it? Is that all we got?
That's it.
All right. Big deal.
Done.
No big
good
deal.
Good job. There's good topics. I like them.
Well done, Tyler. All right. When we come back, I mentioned the Matthew Judon take. I think he's going to be a problem. We'll get into it. I'll explain next on Maloney and Fourier. All right. Welcome back to...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.